Hertfordshire does have a relatively strong and robust housing market in terms of the owner-occupied market, but we've got a lot of people on waiting lists, and that's why as a government we've been focusing not just on the owner-occupied market but on tenants as well. Now today clearly is really about making sure that some 500 people in the county would now be able to afford a mortgage through this scheme, and that's a really good initiative, and we congratulate councils across Hertfordshire for this initiative.
Now, 500, that doesn't solve a problem, but it does do a lot of good. Can you take me through all the different benefits within this scheme?
The key thing about this scheme is that very often there's a barrier in terms of deposits, and what they're trying to do through this scheme is to actually help overcome that, essentially by the councils underpinning it. Now, I think that's a really good way of them using their balance sheet, if you like, and I won't get into more of the sort of detail of that, but what it's really about is helping 500 people who might otherwise struggle to bridge that gap to be able to do so and therefore buy their first home.
You also talked about reform of housing. Can you just talk us through what the need is for that, how we should go about doing that, and how that applies to Hertfordshire itself?
Looking at the bigger picture, what we've got to make sure is that our social housing, our private rented, and our own occupied markets are working better. That's about increasing supply. So we're, for example, increasing the number of affordable homes by 170,000. It's also about growing the private rented sector and making sure that there's enough mortgages and so on in the owner-occupied market. And making sure that house building is simpler and easier once they've got the appropriate permissions. And therefore, getting the planning system to work more effectively is all part and parcel of the government's programme.
And this scheme, we're talking about 500 homes. That's not 500 people, but 500 families. There's a lot of people that benefit from this. Economically, there's benefit too. Who indirectly benefits from these 500 homes?
Well, there are two beneficiaries here as I see it. First of all, there's the group of 500 who are able to get their mortgage and therefore buy that home. But of course, a lot of housing chains are jammed up because first-time buyers aren't able to purchase. So by helping 500 people directly, this scheme will help to unlock many housing chains, which will help hundreds of other people as well. So yes, there are both direct and indirect beneficiaries.